it's morning, noon, or night, you've tuned into the podcast that you need in your life. I am your host, Mo, and welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience. But you know what, as a podcast where we mean what we say, say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes-ish. Lately, we've been on the ish, but that's okay, because who are me to tell the Holy Ghost, you know what, these people got to go to work, and your flow should only be within 3 to 5. That would be weird, and we don't want to be weird with the Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. Nevertheless, we try to get to the point on this podcast. That's the point. That's the premise. Nevertheless, you know the deal, you know the drill. Honor yourself. You made it through that first week of the new year. How we doing? How we hanging? Listen, we're above the ground, and everybody cannot say that. So that's enough to be thankful and to be grateful. Now, the premise of this podcast is truth. So each and every Friday via my YouTube channel and or listening and using your podcast app, I'm gonna encourage you to do 3 things. Number one, show up fully, because those that mind don't matter, and those that matter don't mind. To walk with integrity, and last but not least, to reflect, because beloved, sometimes the issue is you. So without further ado, let's begin today's episode. First, before we begin, shout out to the Sarahs. Happy J15, 115 years of service. I didn't have too much salmon pink, but I tried to do a little apple green, you know, to represent for the gang. But I'm so excited to be a part of one of the most amazing Black sororities of all time. The best, in my opinion. Just a little biased, but you already know. 115 years of service, and I am so thrilled to be a part of that journey and hopefully be a major contributor of service. Now, let's begin today's episode. On my Instagram, I was talking about trauma. And trauma is such a unique thing, because when we talk about it, we're always talking about it from the lens of survival, which is true. Trauma is something all of us have experienced, and we've endured it and survived it. But what we don't talk about is how important it is to heal from trauma. And so this year, I'm really focusing on things that are happening in the world. And instead of just leaning on the world's perspective on it, I want to see what God would want us to do in these situations. So if you were here last week, you already saw my Skip Bayless episode talking about how he's canceled, and if that's what God would want us to do. Now I'm talking about trauma. All of us have experienced trauma in some way, shape, or form, but I think when we talk about it, we have to make sure we aren't just harping on the fact that we have endured and survived, when I believe that God is calling us to heal. So I was doing some research, and I looked up some scriptures on what the Bible says about healing, and it led me to Jeremiah 17:14, and the scripture says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved, for you are my praise." And as I just started doing research about Jeremiah, who he was a prophet, he was an Israelite, and he was called by God to convict the people in Jerusalem about their ways. They had broken their covenant with God. And as I continued to listen, God began to deal with me about why we break covenants with him. Right? Which ties into my initial thought, this concept of not just enduring and surviving trauma, but healing. See, oftentimes, the reason why we cannot heal and we stick with endure is because we want to do things our way. Right? God comes, Jesus enters our heart to not just allow us to endure, but to genuinely heal us. But when we take the advice and the ways of this world, we're only putting a band-aid on something that is going to show up later on. See, the thing about trauma is this: if you don't heal from it, you just end up becoming the thing you had to endure, which explains why most people that are manipulators were victims of manipulation. Those people who have endured abuse oftentimes later on become abusers, because they've just moved on, not realizing that that trauma has indirectly shown them how to maneuver through this world. They have learned, had a front row seat on how you become the big dog, how I win in life, because as the victim, you know everything about your oppressor. You know everything about the person who made you feel low. And if you are not careful, and if you don't take the time to do more than just survive, then you will indeed repeat the cycle and become the thing you once had to endure. So my prayer is that we don't just survive and endure, but we allow God to come into our hearts in these difficult times. We don't just move on to the next situation, the next job, the next relationship, but we sit down with our Heavenly Father and allow us to heal us, O Lord, and we shall be healed so that we don't become our oppressors. I love you. I mean it. Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care.